This podcast isn't about just watching me build. It's really about building alongside each other. And it works best when I know exactly what you need next. So if you're here, you probably want more ownership, more freedom, more leverage, but you're stuck on one big question. What system should I build first? Land, digital income, your daily rhythm? There's no one size fits all answer, but there is a clear way to figure it out.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing. And this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
So again, this is how this podcast is going to flow. You'll get 3 new episodes a week. It'll always be 15 minutes or less, practical, grounded. And again, we don't drop on fixed days. Why? Because this show follows the same rhythm we're helping you build, which is to be flexible, sustainable, intentional. We don't perform for algorithms here. Just going to be real, because we're building systems for real life. So the best way to make sure you don't miss an episode, subscribe or follow the show. That way you get every insight the moment it drops. Each week, episodes rotate through a few core themes. Again, those are strategies and systems, so big picture thinking, real frameworks, tactical wealth, how to create digital income that buys back time, tool and land reviews, so what's actually working across land, gear, systems, and family and flow, so rhythms, parenting, peace while you build. And I'm not here to perform. What we're testing, what's working, what's breaking, what we're redesigning right now, that's what I'm here to share. So here's the real reason I started offering strategy calls. It wasn't because of some polished client success story. It was real life. My friends call me for advice all the time. Like, I'm the friend you call when you want a solution, when you want to know what to actually do. I am, just be honest, I'm not the friend you call when you just want to complain, because I'm going to give you some kind of advice and try to talk to you about what to actually do about it. And this is the same with coworkers, strangers I'd meet at events or conferences. Once we start talking, they'd start asking me for advice and they'd tell me what they're building or want to build. And usually I can just see it. The strength they're missing, the revenue pathway, the exact stack that would work. And here's what else I've seen. A lot of people love to talk about someday. They're afraid to move. And I don't get that, because the people I built Seed in Society for, they're not afraid of effort, especially high earners, especially intentional parents, especially people with something to lose, people who like to prepare, to build, to insulate themselves from collapse. And you know the truth? The system was never built for your freedom. So you're building a better one. It reminds me of what the great late Audre Lorde wrote. It is never easy to demand the most from ourselves, from our life, from our work. To encourage excellence is to go beyond the encouraged mediocrity of our society. But giving in to the fear of failing and working to capacity is a luxury only the unintentional can afford. And the unintentional are those who do not wish to guide their own destinies. And this quote lives in the DNA of this podcast, because we're not unintentional. We're here to guide our own destinies with clarity, courage, and systems that actually work. Here's a diagnostic I walk through in every strategy session. These are the three types of systems that really matter, right? Like, this is the core. One, land systems, because this is physical independence, growing food, water, power, privacy, right? Your homestead, your base, your physical safety. Two is digital systems, and that's AI leverage, affiliate income, evergreen products, tools that own while you rest, while you sleep, while you vacation, while you're doing something else. This is making you money. And then you have rhythm systems, and this honestly is the base, because it's the daily design of your life. It's your peace, your margin, your time wealth, your alignment. This is what you cannot get back. And here's what each one actually looks like in practice, right? So land systems might be 5 acres with solar, a well, and enough growing space to feed your family if the supply chain breaks tomorrow. Digital systems could be an AI-powered course that sells while you sleep, or affiliate partnerships that generate $5,000 a month with 2 hours of weekly maintenance. And again, rhythm systems are your daily design. So maybe that's 5 a.m. writing time, family dinner at 6, and margin built into every week so nothing feels frantic, so you don't have to rush, so you don't feel overextended and like your time is just slipping away from you. And here's the key. Most people try to build all three simultaneously and they burn out. The strategic move, pick the one that unlocks the other two. And I want you to ask yourself three questions again and actually pause between them. First, where do I have the most capacity right now? Is that time? Is that money? Or is that energy? Second, what's draining me most? Is it lack of security, lack of leverage, or a lack of peace? And third, and I really think this is the most important one, what would make everything else easier if I built it now? Like, what would make the other problems irrelevant? Whatever just came to mind, that's where you start. I've had this conversation dozens of times. People think they need to start with land or with AI tools or with passive income, but it's really margin, because if your daily rhythm is broken, if your peace is gone, nothing else sticks. And I know that this seems counterintuitive, because it's almost like, hey, if I don't have somewhere to live, or if I don't have my basic needs met, how can I do anything else? But that gives you margin. Just to be honest, if you don't have bills, you somewhat get margin because you get time. And that's where you build those systems to have true peace within yourself and understand rhythm. I know it's counterintuitive, but it's true. Trying to grow a business, build a homestead, raise babies, and still be present, I had to redesign everything. And it started with our rhythm. And once we did that, everything else got so much easier. Not saying it's easy, not saying it's work-free, but it got so much easier. And that's the power, the true power of starting in the right place. Now it's your turn. DM me on Instagram at Seed and Society, or respond to the newsletter, or email me at hello@seedandsociety.com and tell me what system you're trying to design. What's stuck? What's unclear? The show notes directs you to these links. So this podcast gets better every time you send in a real question. Let's build systems that actually solve something. And if you want help designing a system that fits your real life, not a fantasy, not someone else's blueprint, yours, book at seedandsociety.com/strategy, or again via the show notes. No pressure, no perfect plan. This is just real strategy for real families who want to build real, lasting, generational wealth. Subscribe so you don't miss what's next, and I'll talk to you soon.